Thank you, Senator. We're not going to hear from the governor. My last year as Speaker of the House in 2005, I had the honor of serving with a young legislator from Lexington County, Nikki Haley. And it was obvious from the get-go to all of us in the House that she was a natural leader and that she was going places. And she hasn't disappointed. South Carolina is on the move under the leadership of Governor Nikki Haley. Our jobless rate has hit record lows. The state has announced more than 78,000 new jobs in 45 out of 46 counties, and record numbers are moving off welfare into jobs. She's led the fight in state government for a comprehensive, sweeping ethics reform change, transparency and accountability, and just last month signed, due to her leadership, a sweeping ethics reform bill. She's been a great ambassador for our state, bringing in more jobs, more companies, and more people than ever before. Please give a warm welcome to our governor, Nikki Haley.
Thank you so much. So it's great to be here in Cleveland, a place that we hold very dear. And the reason is, many of you may not know, but Michael was adopted here in Cleveland when he was 4 years old. So we're coming back to a sweet spot. But I need to tell you that even though we're here in a great city in Cleveland, it's a great day in South Carolina. So everything is going well in South Carolina. We have so much to be excited about. And I can't not say all of this at one time, because soak it in, because you helped us do this. Yes, we build planes with Boeing, but now we build more BMWs than any other place in the world, with a custom car a minute coming off the line. It's unheard of. You add to that, we have Mercedes-Benz now, we've got Volvo now, and five international tire companies. We're on the move. We really are. You look at everything that's happening in South Carolina. It's happening because of the workforce. It's happening because of the loyalty. It's happening because this is what the people do in South Carolina. They make things with pride in South Carolina as we go forward. So you look at all that, you add the fact that, yes, we continue to get better. We signed ethics. Thank you, but thank you to all of you who supported. Now, every elected official has to show who pays them, and they all have to undergo independent investigation should there be an ethics complaint. That was a huge add to having votes on the record. So thank you for your support, because every one of you helped me get that done. So thank you. So if you took look at the tax relief, you look at the fact that we've been able to bring jobs, you look at the business climate getting better and reducing the regulations, all those things that come with it. What have I always said? The hardest part of my job is Washington, D.C. I mean, just count them. The National Labor Relations Board, the EPA, Obamacare, illegal immigration. Now we're going back and forth on Guantanamo Bay. It never stops. We never get any relief. But we've always been a state that when we don't like something, we fix it. The reason we're all here this week is, one, I wanted to support you, but two, it's extremely important that we think about what the repercussions would be in November if we don't do something about it. Think about a disastrous foreign policy that we watched for the last 8 years continue four more, where they have emboldened ISIS and empowered Iran, Russia, and China, and totally abandoned Israel. Look at the fact that we would have four more years of Supreme Court justices that would come in and want to fight and say that Obamacare is constitutionally protected, but not say that about life. Think about four more years of a president who overreaches time and time again on the authority, yet is careless in their own actions by all of the email scandal that we've had that puts all Americans at risk. So are we okay with four more years of that? We're not. We can't. We can't afford it. We have to return and self-correct this country. So how do we do it? We start this week. Everybody gets together. Everybody gets excited. Everybody realizes that if we want it bad enough, if we want to see change, then we have to be a part of the solution. And part of the solution is getting the word out to everybody, making sure that everybody understands, bless you, making sure that everybody understands that a no vote in November is a vote for Hillary Clinton. Every single time. They have to understand. But you know what I love in South Carolina? I love that we're fighters. That's what we do. We fight. We fight against the things we don't believe in. People see how we are. They see our energy. They see how excited we are. And they know we can change things. And I know South Carolina can lead the way on saying, no more President Obama. Hillary Clinton will be absolutely worse. When we're doing so great in our state, we need to be that great in our country. And we know we can do it. So go out as you go to the delegation, talk to all the other delegates from all the other states. Brag about your state because you should be proud of your state. We were named the friendliest state in the country. We were named the most patriotic state in the country. And get ready for it. We were just named the number two state in the country that people are moving to. They all want what we have. So thank you for being here. You've always fought the good fight, regardless of the expense, the travel, the time, the energy, being on the floor. We can't do what we do without you, but America can't do what they need to do without you. It's time to fight. It's time to make sure that we hear our voices loud and clear, and we say, President Obama was awful the last 8 years. A President Clinton would be disastrous. So we're not going to let that happen. I have faith. I think November is going to be a new day in America. I think we're going to start fighting the way we need to fight. I think we're going to bring businesses back. I think we're going to bring the economy back. I think we will once and for all not just say we support the military, but have the backs of our military by making sure that we fight them. And make sure that we return the power back to the American people. So thank you for being here. You will see me tonight all at the convention as well as tomorrow night. I look forward to seeing you on the floor as well. God bless. Have a great time. Be safe. Thank you.